Tough time never lasts. Only tough people last.
Greeting. Welcome to a brand new show called What the Fungeon. In this show, we will be playing with a little game called AI Dungeon. This game is inspired by your typical text adventure games. We'll be taking the role of a character and input all of his decisions, actions, and dialogue. But there is one important catch: the setting, premise, and all the events will be procedurally generated by none other than an AI, an artificial intelligence. None of the hosts have any clue of what will happen in this story. We are at their mercy. What kind of horrible situations will our AI overlord put us through? Let's find out. I'll be your host, Freddy Hulate.
I'm Brandon Babcock.
Say my name.
Andre LaMilza.
Assistant.
Ah, kinky.
A dungeon assistant. Yeah, that. All right. So, Brandon, you don't know what the hell we're doing?
No. No idea.
So, basically, AI Dungeon is very similar to your typical tabletop storytelling game, like Dungeons and Dragons. But this is, first of all, focus on the narrative, on the story. There's no RPG elements. There's no numbers. But the most important aspect is that this is an AI building a story for us. So right now I have a website open, AI Dungeon, and we'll just give it a couple of settings and stuff to put into it. And AI Dungeon is going to build a story, a setting for a story that we're going to play as. More akin as, DOS games, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, DOS games? Yeah. DOS games.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say Quake. Quake is not even close.
Way before Quake.
RuneScape.
No, even before that. Bad example. Let's get into it. First thing, we need to pick a setting.
Ah.
Setting, okay.
We have fantasy, mystery, apocalyptic, zombies.
Wait, apocalyptic?
Apocalyptic. What did I say?
Okay. I thought it said epileptic. I was like, all right, that's a fun game.
Interestingly, we can do that somehow because the final setting is custom. We can do whatever we want.
I say let's start with the preset for beginners.
Yeah, let's do a preset.
So fantasy, mystery, apocalyptic, or zombies.
What do you vote for?
Fantasy.
I'll go fantasy.
Nice.
Seems pretty easy.
Yeah, it seems pretty on brand for dungeons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know how much dungeons play into this, but
I guess as much as we want them to.
Exactly. Cool. Exactly.
We pretty much what we want here is gonna be here if we want it for the most part.
Nice.
Noise. Select a character: a noble, a knight, a squire, a wizard, a ranger, a peasant, or a rogue.
We each get to pick one, or are we picking one collective?
We're one character.
Oh.
We're one character together.
Okay. Shit. So, like, wizard and stuff sounds fun because they have things they can do, but peasant sounds very funny.
Peasant could become anything.
That worries me.
Should we start with some form of power, or do you think we should just start vanilla as possible for the first round?
Oh, there's rounds, huh?
Well, if we continue doing more episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There. What was the very first one? Noble?
Peasant.
Fine, peasant.
Fine, noble. Noble, the opposite of peasant. Let's do noble.
All right, noble.
Noble? All right. Enter your character's name.
Ooh.
Frisbee.
Edward Shits and Farts. What? Oh. Frisbee.
Edward Frisbee.
Edward?
The third.
Sorry, Edward Frisbee Shits and Farts.
Shits and Farts the
shits
third.
Shits and Farts.
You're going to have to read that whole name every time.
So just to be clear, that's shits and farts, one word, shitsnfarts.
Oh, perfect.
Oh.
So Edward shits and farts the third.
The third?
The third.
Just for three eyes.
Yes.
Generating story.
Oh, perfect. I can't wait to see what Eddie's up to.
Good old Eddie shitsies.
This is a little bit awkward. The AI is a little overlord. Could you try that again?
We made too good of a character.
And they didn't know what to do with Edward Shits and Farts III. They're like,
oh shit. Like, he's just gonna end up a god every time.
Wait, I think we're getting a story. We're getting a story. Okay. I have to press enter a couple of times. You know, cool. Like everything.
Yeah. Good old jam buttons until it works.
As you do. Right.
Now let me get into my narrator persona.
Ooh.
You are Edward Frisbee Shits and Farts III, a noble living in the kingdom of Lairon, Arion.
Lairon?
Lairon.
Lairon. We'll go Lairon.
Yeah. I can't see it.
Lairion. Lairon. Sure.
Yeah. Lairon, maybe?
Yeah.
No one knows.
You have a pouch of gold and a small dagger. You are awakened by one of your servants who tells you that your keep is under attack. You look out the window and see an army of orcs marching towards your door. The only thing you can do is run for it. This is a good moment to say two caveats, or two notes, rather.
Mm.
The first one is that we can put something, we can go as complicated as we want. We can make a paragraph. But basically, the question is, what would you do? And you can put dialogue. We can say something. I just have to put it in quotations.
I think we should take turns, each turn doing something.
I like that. I like that. As opposed to like a clusterfuck of collaborative effort.
Yes.
Yes.
So Brandon, since you're new, you go first.
My.
The orcs are coming to Eddie.
Just to finish the caveats real quick, so we can continue.
Yes.
And another thing you can do is that I can just press enter and it will just move the story along.
Oh.
Okay. Well, we ain't going to be babies.
And the final caveat is that this is an AI, and yes, AIs are not perfect.
Mm-hmm. No.
And they will build weird sentences that might seem grammarly correct, but they're not. So prepare for the worst.
Yes.
That's all we want. All
right. Further ado, take it away, Brandon. What should we do?
Okay. Okay, shoot. So Eddie Frisbee.
Eddie Frisbees.
Ed Frisbee. Yeah, let's see what he's up to. I guess upon seeing this, if my good friend Ed would... Sorry, I've been watching some Full Metal Alchemist, so I'm like, yeah,
that's great.
Of course Ed slaps his hands together and No.
Transmutation.
He'd clap.
He'd clap. I would like Edward to yell out the window, Larion's the other way, orcs.
Did you repeat that?
Larion's the other way, orcs. Lairon. Lairon's the other way, orcs.
I hope they're like, oh, okay. Sorry, didn't mean to bother y'all.
I think this is gonna work.
The orcs charge. You dodge to the left and then right as they crash into each other. They smash through wooden doors and walls, but you manage to avoid most of them.
Oh my god.
A few hit you with their clubs, knocking you down.
Shit, damn.
So you're knocked down. Whoa.
Eddie's getting fucked.
I dodged for no reason.
You got hit regardless. Transmutation.
So are there any... I was thinking about it. So I might have believed that there are very few limitations of what I can do.
You could do anything.
Okay.
I hit them with a modern lamp.
I call forth my magical blade, Orion. Cutlass Bay, perhaps. I don't know what age this is.
From Lairon.
It flies to me. My magical flying blade. Remember, the flying is important. I summon my flying blade.
To him.
Yes, to me. Through an orc, if I can. I mean, if I'm knocked out, my stand comes out as one of the two.
I thought you were just going to say, I wake up, then my sword comes.
Yeah. Oh, I'm knocked out? Easy peasy. I'm awake.
Every time I'm knocked out, I can get up.
My helpful friend Paddington the Bear from the Paddington franchise breaks some smelling salts and I wake up. That's right, Paddington's here.
Whoa, we're making a second story at the same time?
No.
I'm flexing my creative muscles in case I get into a pinch.
All right, what is going on? What is happening in our story?
Back to the story.
Thank you.
You raise up your sword and call upon the power of Orion. He appears above you. I guess it's a he.
Oh, cool. Works for me.
And flies straight at the orc horde.
Perfect.
Arrows fly from his eyes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
What did I just read?
Your sword has some freaking creepy human eyes. It's like the two eyes when you do the emoji with the lips.
Oh, yeah.
Those two eyes are just like looking at him.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Arrows fly from his eyes. He cuts through armor like butter.
Hell yeah.
He slices open skulls with ease.
I love him.
Orion's the best.
Orion is a Chad.
A good Chad.
Your enemies are overwhelmed by this new threat. Good answer.
They're overwhelmed by the threat. My turn. So they just got stabbed a bunch.
They got stabbed real well. Trust me, on that one. Yeah, trust. They got stabbed real
by eye arrows.
So they're just fucked up. That's where we left off.
I can't believe they smashed through my walls and door.
I whistle for the townsfolk to come in and make fun of all the orcs by teasing them about how ugly they look. Or we could say nag them, but make fun probably will get the AI to understand better.
Yeah.
Are you ready, buddy?
Oh, I'm ready.
Get ready for a story.
Ready, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Good.
You call on the people of the town to mock the orcs. You laugh and taunt them, calling them pigs and worse.
Good one, guys.
This is nice. A plus comedy, y'all.
The orcs become even more enraged until they begin attacking back. They slaughter all within their path.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
it's backfired.
Yeah, you kind of...
Oh, boy. You're a noble. You should act better than that.
The noble thing was to do was give the townspeople the opportunity to make fun of the goblin orc. What's more noble than that?
Give the orcs... Pig diplomacy.
Is this your turn?
Oh, yeah.
You're giving them pig diplomacy?
Pig diplomacy.
Okay.
Cool. I don't know. Nice. Perfect.
Okay, any suggestions?
No, go for it.
No, it's your turn. I have zero things to say.
You send out a message to the orcs, telling them that if they want peace, they will need to stop fighting and talk things over. The orcs agree and cease their attacks.
Shit.
These seem to work wonders. Soon, what the hell does this have to do with pigs? So there is no conflict between the two races.
Holy shit, that works really well.
Yeah, what the hell? Pig diplomacy rules.
I love pig diplomacy.
What the fuck did that have to do with pigs?
Is that the end?
I don't think that would count as a story. That's more like an article of what happened.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I'm gonna go on vacation now that the conflict's done. I'm gonna use my gold to get a magical broom, and I'm gonna go to Barbados.
I'm gonna go to Barbados, which definitely exists.
I like it. I purchased a magical broom with my gold and ride to Barbados for a well-earned vacation.
That's what I do. Good old Edward Frisbee shits in March the 3rd.
What else would he do? Make fun of a bunch of orcs, then work it out, and then go on vacation all in one day.
I mean, I could write to my father, Sir Lord Smelly Shits and Farts.
The second.
He's the second.
Of the Poots Ranch Division.
Wait, hold on. His name is not Edward.
Anyways.
I write to my dad's brother.
They all just get numbers assigned, regardless of their name.
No, it's part of the last name. It's just Shits and Farts the 3rd. Mm. Everyone's got like that. All right. You buy a magical broom and ride off to Barbados.
Fuck yeah.
There you spend some time relaxing, enjoying yourself, and spending money. You return home with enough money to retire early.
Oh, shit. Damn.
That's the opposite of what you do after you go on vacation.
Holy shit. I relax so hard that I amass enough riches to just stop.
I think you gambled a ton in Barbados.
I feel great.
What the fuck is happening in Barbados?
Gambled like a motherfucker. Black market shit.
What's with that good herb? Kind herb.
Kind herb. So we're back to retire.
I love that this is a fantasy, a medieval fantasy, I suppose, but there's Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's orcs in Barbados.
All right.
I visit my dad at his cottage. He looks tired.
Oh.
I should help him move on.
No.
Father!
Father!
This is for him, but it sounds like you're going to put him down.
Oh, no!
We are.
Ooh.
It's about time.
Move on to the afterlife. He looks...
You're coming to his cottage and you see, like, the sunset and there's, like, that golden hour light on him. Like, sitting on his chair on the deck.
Yeah. The infinity gauntlet resting on a Ho?
Yeah, on a ho, scarecrow.
On a ho?
What does he set it down? I haven't seen it in a while.
A crow or something? Not a crow.
It's just a bird.
A scarecrow.
And the bird becomes the most powerful bird in existence.
The Avengers call on.
All right.
Call.
You go to your father's cottage and ask him how he's doing. He looks exhausted. So you tell him that you will help him move stuff around in his house.
Nice on you. Good boy. Kind son to Edward Shipping Parts the First. Second.
Dad, it's not what... All right, you know what? We can talk about this after.
He thanks you and asks if you would like to stay overnight.
Uh-oh.
Oh. I mean, you gotta do it at some point.
Wait, do it with your father?
No, like, move on.
Oh.
Okay. He was coming
what
there
to... your minds right now?
He was coming to end him, and then when he talked to him about it, he clearly misunderstood what Eddie was trying to tell him.
Yeah.
Like, he usually does, never listening to his son.
So what you're saying is you're going to put the pillow... Well, it's Freddy's turn.
Yes.
It's Freddy's turn.
Yes. No, I'm just saying that was my intention.
Sleep that internal slumber. Yeah.
What the hell kind of position are you guys putting me on? I don't want to kill our dad.
You get to make whatever decision you want. You could be like, I changed my mind. Just remember, he's old.
I got an idea. Thanks, Dad. Wow. Your solidarity will make it harder for me to kill you tonight.
Did you just tell Dad that you were going to kill him?
Yeah.
You just helped me move.
You thank your dad and right away.
Oh.
But that was not what I put. A week later, you arrive at his cottage.
Oh.
He has been sleeping in the corner of the room.
It's a good sleep.
Hey, to be fair, old people start sleeping in weird places when they get older.
You knock on the door, and he opens it. Hey, son. I'm fine. I heard about what happened last night.
I got to hear what he heard.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
That's it.
Fuck yeah. All right. Mine's easy this time.
What did you hear, Father? What did you hear about what happened last night, Father?
He really made it, like, way more.
The AI is going to dodge this. Watch. Like, I'm trying to make them actually answer it. They're going to fucking disappoint. Motherfuckers.
Oh, nothing much, really. It was just rumors going through the village. Some said you killed your brother and took his sword.
He had it coming.
Blyan. He took his sword, Blyan? It's the lesser brother sword of Ulrun. It's like his Luigi.
Yeah. His sprite color change duplicate.
Yeah. Continue.
His alternate fighting skin. Continue.
Warion.
Warion.
All right, continue.
Okay. Others said you went running off crying after killing them. Did anyone actually see you kill them? Who is saying that to whom? I read it. I'm not even sure.
Let's just say the dad is saying that to him.
Yeah. Sometimes, yeah, I guess a little bit artistic.
I've heard rumors about you killing your brother, and some say you were crying, and are these rumors true? Is what he's asking.
Crying after killing them.
But he's asking me if these rumors are true.
No, he said, did anyone actually see you kill them?
Oh, so he's confident. Dad knows.
Yeah.
I guess it makes sense. The brother's gone. So.
Yeah.
Did anyone see you?
We're a good son, though.
Are we?
We visit our dad.
Oh, we did help him move. We did help him.
And we didn't kill him.
Correct. We tried. We didn't do it.
Just his magic sword, Blyan. But I'll take care of that. Don't you worry, pup.
He smiles and nods. Yes, I suppose it was pretty impressive when you used your magic sword, Blyan, to cut up the guards.
I guess I have another sword.
It also must have happened off camera because we definitely used our magic sword, Orion,
yeah,
to murder the
different sword. This is our brother's sword, but guess it's mine.
We were borrowing it.
He's taking ownership.
Actually, I think what happened is these now peaceful orcs were murdered by us using our brother's sword.
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
Brother status? No one knows.
We're a good ruler.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we have some ups and downs, but who doesn't?
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool. Thanks, Dad. No problem, son. We were talking about you anyway. I don't understand the last sentence. We were talking about you anyway.
I don't know. We were talking about ourselves, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
It's not wrong. Yeah. Those are some facts there, Father. All right, bring us home, Freddy. Get whip us something good.
No pressure.
Lots of it, though.
But be good.
Something to bring the story full circle.
Mm.
I miss our sword, Orion, and his arrow shooting eyes.
Yeah. A man came out of it, right? Am I remembering this right?
I think so.
All right. So cool. I love fantasy, JoJo.
I mean, a man came out, but Orion's still him. He just can shoot men out of his self.
I thought the man came out of the sword. Stand user Edward Frisbee Shits and Farts the Third. Stand Orion.
I stand him for sure.
When I was fighting the orcs, I had a sudden realization. Was mother an orc?
Shit.
His brother, or was he and I half orc?
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Dad, what are you gonna do?
Oh my god, this got real juicy.
Real quick.
Got that juicy juice.
Got that juicy.
You can see it from the front. Wait till you see it from the back.
My neck, my back.
Whoa. He's just talking about his goodies.
My goodies.
Hold on, I got something right here.
Oh.
His face turns red as he stammers.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh no.
Son, please calm down. I didn't mean to offend you. But it's not important, son. Please leave now before I lose control of myself again.
What? Is Dad a werewolf?
You turn and ran away.
Turn and ran away. Oh my god, we listened to him. Foolish. Foolish Edward Shits and Farts.
Okay, we need one more thing to end this, though.
Okay.
I think collectively we should agree that Edward takes his retirement out of the fear of what happened to his father. What do you think? Doesn't look back.
We can go back to Barbados.
Yeah.
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 We run away from Barbados and never look back.
To Barbados.
Why are you running from Barbados?
Yeah. Sorry. We're not a Barbados. We came back to whatever place we are. Oh, Larion. Yeah. Larion.
Hold on. Yeah, we run. Wait, we.
We Larion away.
We run away to Barbados with Orion and never look back. Our sword, you remember? He's got to come with us. We got to pull it full circle.
I wonder if we can add something just to bring it home after that. We run away to Barbados with Orion and never look back. Life is never as you orchestrated.
Oh.
Get it? Orc?
Yeah.
Orchestrated?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now what actually was in the AI dungeon. You decide to run away from home. You travel to Barbados and live with Orion and his family. You seem happy with it.
Hold on.
Orion has a family?
In Barbados.
Fuck yeah.
What? That's why he goes to Barbados.
Yep.
Yeah.
Family of eyeball swords.
With arrow eyeballs shooting swords.
All right, continue.
They seem happy with you, though you do wonder why you ever left home in the first place.
Aww.
The end.
Yay!
That put the end, right?
Yeah, that's the end. That's a good end.
Yeah.
Yeah, we ended with Orion and his family. I wonder what happened to Dad.
Me too.
We'll never know. Maybe we can play the dad next time.
Yeah, we can. In his secret.
What's in the basement after the Titans came?
What's in the basement, Dad? Why is it screaming?
Alrighty. Well, that's been fun.
Play with me, Edward.
Play with me. Actually, I wanted to ask you if either one of you wanted to go back and read the entire story.
Oh, yeah, I think we'll probably recap it.
Sure.
How do we name this story? Life is never as you orchestrate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good.
That's a
spicy orchestration.
The flavor.
The flavor.
That's visceral mouth noises.
Life is not always as you orchestrate.
There's a link.
Oh, fuck
for
yeah.
Whoever wants to read it.
Fuck yeah, I'll read it. I'll read anything. Yeah, here's my reading voice.
You are Edward Frisbee Shits and Farts the Third, a noble living in the Kingdom of Larion.
Is that how we pronounce it? Is that how to pronounce it?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay. You have a pouch of gold and a small dagger. You are awakened by one of your servants who tells you that your keep is under attack. You look out the window and see an army of orcs marching towards your door. The only thing you can do is run for it.
We don't even do that.
The orcs charge. You dodge left and the right as they crash into each other. They smash through the wooden doors and walls, but you manage to avoid most of them. A few hit you with your clubs. A few hit you with their clubs, knocking you down.
I call forth Orion,
my magical flying blade.
Yeah!
You raise up your sword.
It's me, Orion!
And call upon the power of Orion. He appears above you and flies straight at the orc horde. Arrows fly from his eyes. He cuts through armor like butter, and he slices open skulls with ease. Your enemies are overwhelmed by this new threat.
Mondays, am I right?
A call for the townsfolk to come and make fun of the orcs. You call on the people of the town to mock the orcs. They laugh and taunt them, calling them pigs and worse. The orcs become even more enraged until they begin attacking back.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
They slaughter all within their path. What else are you to do but give the orcs pig diplomacy? You send out a message to the orcs telling them that if they want peace, they will need to stop fighting and talk things over. The orcs agree and cease their attacks. This seems to work wonders. Soon, there is no more conflict between the two races.
This has nothing to do with pigs!
So, Edward Frisbee Shits and Farts III purchases a magical broom with his gold and rides to Barbados for a well-earned vacation. With this magical broom, he rides off to Barbados. There, he spends some time relaxing, enjoying himself, and spending money. Edward returns home with enough money to retire early. So he goes and visits his dad at the cottage. He looks tired, and he should help him move on. Emphasis on on. Edward goes to his father's cottage and asks him how he's doing. He looks exhausted. So, Ed tells him that he will help him move his stuff around in the house. He thanks him and asks Edward if he would like to stay overnight. Edward thanks his father and ride away. A week later, Edward arrives back at his cottage. His father has been sleeping in the corner of the room. Edward knocks on the door and he opens it.
Hey, son. I'm fine. I heard about what happened last night.
Edward asks him, "What did you hear about what happened last night, father?"
"Oh, nothing much, really. It was just rumors going around the village. Some said you killed my brother and took his sword. Others said you went running off crying after killing him. Did anyone actually see you kill them?"
"Just his magic sword, Lyle. But I'll take care of that, don't you worry, Papa."
He smiles and nods. "Yes. I suppose it was pretty impressive when you used your magic sword, Blind, to cut through those orcs." "Oh.
Yeah, I think it was pretty cool. Thanks, Dad."
"No problem, son. We were talking about you anyway."
"Dad, when I was fighting the orcs, I had a sudden realization. Was Mother an orc? Is Brother, or rather, was he and I half orc?"
His face turns red and he stammers. "Son, please calm down. I didn't mean to offend you."
But...
"It's not important, son. Please leave now before I lose control of myself again."
Edward turns and rides away. Rides all the way to Barbados with Orion and never looks back. Life is never as you orchestrated.
You decide to run away from home to travel to Barbados. I'll live with Orion and his family. They seem happy with you. Though you do wonder why you ever left home in the first place.
And then he fucked the sword. Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. Get some action, boy.
Did it, everybody. That's a story.
American Pie 3.
Well, I had a lot of fun. How about you, Brandon?
Yeah. Yeah. I think definitely I learned some things about how the AI works in writing. I ask him really doesn't help at all. It in fact makes the response make no sense.
Fair. Well, I hated it. I don't want to do this ever again.
Oh,
goodbye.
Nice.
Okay, bye. But I've been Andre Lemilza.
I've been Blion, the magical sword of inexplained origin, aka Brandon Babcock.
And I'm Freddy.
Your whole name, Freddy.
That's better.
I'm Fred Ward. I forgot the rest of his name. Shit and farts.
And I guess I'm just me.
Radio Latte. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
file recorded. See, I told you.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I mean, you're holding all the keys to this car. I don't know.
Well, you said we didn't have to, and we edited worse, so I just said forget it.
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying, I can't add anything. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, well,
I'm in the dark.
I guess basically at this point, Freddy's the host.
Oh, that's true.
He's in control of everything. Me and you are passengers.
That's true.
That's fair.
In.
That's fair, yeah.
He's the DM, basically. Well, the AI is, but...
Did I mention this was a beta?
Better be good.
Hey. Oh, it didn't tick on the dialogue. But whatever. I'll give you we'll give Brandon another shot. But basically.
Did it just continue without us?
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess I had to copy paste and put it in again. Okay, it doesn't have to be in quotations.
Nice.
Orion, my what?
Magical flying blade. Cutlass made, perhaps. I don't know what age this is.
I need to see this because I must remind you, we're knocked down. Yeah. So we're not conscious.
You'll never find someone to hold you the way I do.
Oh, sorry. I started eating an apple. That's unprofessional.
Don't you worry about a thing. Don't you worry about a thing, Papa. I've killed all the orcs. Don't worry. And my brother, don't go looking for him. Don't you worry about a thing.
Girth.
Earthquake.
Okay. I completely forgot how to.
Oh. That's gonna go after. Even these will have after credits.
I heard about what happened last night.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I'm saying? Oh, right. Sorry.
Yeah.
Nice acting.
I was messing around with like a thing of cream, and it spit a bunch of cream up. It's embarrassing.
I get it. You came on yourself. It's okay.
Nice.
It's nice.
Nice.
Nice. I did too.
He smiled.
Doobie doobie. I just played Doja Cat on the way out.
Yes.
Okay.